And this is the wheel of awareness practice, where we think of a wheel as having a central hub and an outer rim. And imagine that in awareness, we have things that we can be aware of, and we put these on the rim. And these include our first five senses of hearing and seeing, smelling, tasting, touching. We then have what in science we call the sixth sense, which is your perception of sensations of the muscles, the bones, the heart, the respiratory system, the intestines, things that can get churned up when we experience stress, for example. And this is called interoception, perception of the interior. And that's on the second segment of the rim. And then the third segment of the rim, we actually have what are called mental activities, like emotions or thoughts or memories, things like that, worries you might have. And this we'll just call the seventh sense, just to keep the numbers going. And then we even have an eighth sense, which is our relationship to others, a relational sense, to other people, to family, to friends, to colleagues. So it's a relational sense. And this we'll just call the eighth sense, just to keep the numbers going. And we also have a spoke of attention that takes us, let's say, from this hub where you have a sense of knowing in consciousness. So this is the hub. For example, right now, you know that I'm saying that you know, but the hearing of my voice is the known, and that's what the rim has. And you can direct attention very specifically to different knowns. And this is where it becomes very helpful to distinguish the knowing from the known, and then to move these along with this spoke of attention. And I'll walk you through the whole thing so you don't have to remember any of this. I just want you to have the idea of the wheel so that we can work our way to integrate the experience. So the way this practice works is I'm going to ask you just to imagine this wheel of awareness. And if you want to keep your eyes open, that's fine, or closed. You don't have to be able to see this when you're not looking at it with your eyes, but just having the idea of it helps. And let's begin this practice, and I'll walk you through the whole thing. And it simply goes like this. Imagining yourself in the hub of knowing, where you're aware of things. Imagine now first letting sound become the focus of attention. So if you want to let your eyes go closed, this would be a time to do that. And just let awareness become filled with sound, as from the hub of knowing of this wheel, you've sent a spoke to the first segment, to the first five senses, and we're choosing hearing. And let sound fill awareness. Now imagine moving the spoke over a bit, this time to the sense of sight, letting light come through closed eyelids or gently opening the eyelids and just letting light come in for a soft focus. Let sight fill awareness with light. And now moving the spoke over a bit, this time to the sense of smell, letting aromas fill awareness. And now moving the spoke over, this time to the sense of taste, letting tastes fill awareness. And now moving attention over, this time with the spoke moving to the sense of touch. Anywhere where skin is touching clothing or furniture, skin touching skin, let the sense of touch fill awareness. And now I invite you to take a bit of a deeper breath. And now imagine moving the spoke of attention over to the next segment of the rim, which represents the interior of our bodies, muscles and bones, their sensations, and the internal organs that we'll go through. And again, if you're finding yourself sleepy, you can open your eyes and let more light in, or even do this whole practice simply standing up. But you're the one monitoring your internal state of awakeness and alertness. As we dive now into the body, you may be aware that you can become very sleepy, so staying alert is important. Let's begin with the facial region, letting the sensations of the muscles and bones of the face fill awareness. And now moving to the top of the scalp and the sides and the front, and then where the ears are. And then moving attention to the muscles and bones of the throat and neck. And then to the sensations of the shoulders. And then streaming attention down both arms to the ends of the fingers. And now bringing attention to the upper back and chest. And then to the sensations of the lower back and the muscles of the abdomen. And now moving attention to the hip region. And then streaming attention down both legs to the ends of the toes. And now bring attention to the pelvic region. And then letting awareness be filled with the sensations of the genitals. And now bringing attention to the interior of the abdomen, opening to the sensations of the digestive system, beginning with the lower intestines deep inside the abdomen. And then following these gut sensations upward inside the abdomen to the stomach in the middle. And then see if you can track those gut sensations now up from the stomach through the interior of the chest, where the esophagus is the tube that connects the stomach to the inside of the mouth. And now moving from this digestive system, let's move to the respiratory system, letting the sensations of the sinuses behind the cheekbones fill awareness. And then going to the back of the nose, and then inside the mouth, and then to the front of the throat, where the trachea is the tube that takes air from these higher regions down into the lungs, where it branches out to both sides, and let the interior of the respiratory system of the lungs, let those signals fill awareness. And now bringing attention to the heart region in the center, a little bit to the left.
And now let awareness broaden to include the whole of the body, these interior signals from head to toe. Let the whole of the body send its signals to awareness, and let this be what fills the knowing of this hub of awareness. And knowing that being aware of the body's signals is actually a research-proven skill that you can develop that helps increase both self-awareness and empathy, as well as what's called emotion regulation, calming your emotions in the face of challenging situations, is helped by being aware of the body's signals. Knowing that, and knowing you can always come back to this part of the wheel practice, I invite you now to take a bit of a deeper breath. And imagine now from the hub of knowing that you're moving the spoke of attention now over to the third segment of the rim. This is the segment that contains mental activities like emotions or memories, thoughts, dreams, expectations, hopes, longings. Anything that's a mental activity is here in this third segment of the rim. And we'll begin this basic review of this third segment of mental activities in the following way. Simply open awareness to whatever arises, feelings, thoughts, hopes, dreams, anything, longings, whatever. And just like in the breath practice, we said when a distraction comes, like a feeling or thought, you return to the breath. This is kind of the opposite of the breath practice. Instead of picking a singular thing like the breath, and when something distracts your mind, you let go of the distraction, return to the breath. This is the opposite. This is saying bring it on. Any kind of mental activity, any emotion, thought, anything, maybe nothing will come. Whatever it is, doesn't matter. You just experience in awareness this invitation to let anything come or nothing come, and just see what that feels like right now. And now for the second part of this review of mental activities, we'll do the same thing, invite anything or nothing or whatever comes or doesn't come into awareness. And this time I'm going to ask you to pay particular attention to the way a mental activity, let's say a thought, how does it first present itself to awareness? Is it sudden? Is it gradual? How does it first present? Then once it's entered awareness, this thought, how does it stay there? Does it vibrate? Is it solid? Does it come and go? What does its staying in awareness feel like? And then how does it leave awareness? Is it something that happens suddenly or gradually? Is it just replaced like by a thought or a memory or an emotion or something? And if it isn't replaced by another mental activity, what does the gap feel like between two activities, like between two thoughts? If there's a gap, what does that feel like? Let's explore then the architecture of your mental life by paying special attention to how things first arise, stay present, and then leave awareness. And let's begin that practice right now. Now I invite you to take a bit of a deeper breath. And now we'll get ready to move the spoke over one more time. So from the hub of knowing, knowing you can always return to explore your mental activities at another time, we move the spoke of attention over, this time to the fourth and final segment of the rim. This is the thing we've called the eighth sense, our relational sense, and it involves our sense of connection. And let's just begin so we get a feeling for that with people sitting closest to you in the room where you're sitting or standing. Let that sense of connection to people closest to you right now, physically, fill awareness. And now see if you can expand that sense of connection to all of us who are having this experience together, either in this room or out in the virtual world too. So all of us doing this practice of stabilizing attention, of making the monitoring stable and learning to modify toward integration. All of us doing this wheel of awareness practice today. Let that sense of connection fill awareness. Now see if you can open that sense of connection to your family and friends not doing this practice together right now. Family and friends outside of this room, outside of this activity we're doing. Sense of connection. And then opening that sense of connection to people with whom you work. Your colleagues, people work for you, people that you work for. Let that sense of connection to your work environment, your people in your workplace, let that fill awareness. And then opening that sense of connection further to people who live in your neighborhood. To people who live in your city. And then opening that sense of connection to people who live in your larger region or your state. And then to all of us who live in our country. And then see if you can open that sense of connection, filling awareness with a sense of connection to all human beings who live on Earth. And then opening that sense of connection a bit further to expand that to all living beings who share our common home, this magnificent and fragile place we call Earth. And now I invite you to find the breath once again and ride the wave of the breath in and out. And now taking an intentional and perhaps deeper breath, we'll let this wheel of awareness practice come to a close for today.